EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory continues until midnight tonight. Cloudy this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. High of 36. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for mixed precipitation. Lows around 21. 33 tomorrow, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After Governor Laura Kelly's budget proposal that was released last week, the state legislature is hard at work discussing the upcoming budget for the 2024 fiscal year that begins in January. The Kansas Policy Institute has come out with their recommendations, saying they'd like to see the state's budget capped at $18.2 billion based on rate of population growth and inflation. WIBW reports that according to the Kansas Policy Institute, with the discussion going on for the two-year budget cycle, the organization has asked state lawmakers not to burden Kansans any further as they already struggle with inflation and the unpredictable economy and a potential recession lingering. They say their budget proposal helps achieve sustainable budgets through tax and expenditure limits based on transparency and performance-based budgeting. In other news, a group of education deans across the state of Kansas at different public universities say that the state needs to raise teacher pay, elevate the profession, and offer student teachers a paycheck. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Riley County Police Department's on the lookout after military-issued equipment was stolen from a man's vehicle. WIBW reports the event happened around 6:30 on Monday evening when officials were called to Bluemont Avenue in Manhattan, Kansas, where records show that a 21-year-old man reported that his car had been broken into and military-issued vests, helmet, and license plates had all been stolen, valued at more than $3,300. Police are still on the lookout for the equipment, and if you have any information, you can call Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. In other news, COVID-19 cases are slowly growing in certain parts of the state of Kansas. As Finney County, Kansas, in the western part of the state, have added 20 new positive confirmed COVID-19 cases, totaling near 13,224 as of January 9th. They say, however, that it is a decrease of near 67 active positive cases that are currently being monitored within the county. Many health officials across the state are still advocating for re-implementing of mask mandates within hospitals, along with limiting the amount of visitors that can go to a hospital at a single time. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the Nebraska legislative session officially underway, there's been multiple different requests to change some of the rules in the state legislature, including 58 possible changes to the permanent rules that govern them. As KNOP News Channel 2 reports that many of the proposals were presented by Hastings State Senator Steve Holloran, with one of them including the recording and announcement of all votes cast in the election of the Speaker, Standing Committee Chairpersons, the Chairperson and Vice Chairperson of the Executive Board, along with six elected members of the Executive Committee. Currently, those elections are being held by secret ballots, but he says that secret ballots for leadership positions are contrary to the value and transparency on which the state's legislature was founded. At the same time, Nebraska State Senator Rick Holdcroft of Bellevue has officially introduced a bill that would require video surveillance of voting and provide requirement for paper ballots, vote scanning devices, and voting tabulating equipment in the state. They say the Election Act would help with transparency in general election ballots across the state of Nebraska.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we'll have a good run of cows. We're going to have a cow sale this week in conjunction with our regular sale. Some of our featured consignments for our cow sale this week, we'll have a group of 50 black 3-year-old cows. They'd all be coming with their second calf and bred to McCurry Angus bulls. Those cows will start calving the second week of February for around 70 days. We'll have another group of 45 3-year-old Angus and Black Baldy cows that would be bred to Stratford Angus bulls. Those cows will start calving March 1st for 45 days. And then we'll have a group of 43 Angus and Angus Cross bred heifers that are all home-raised. They'd be bred to Sons of Keneally Black Granite, and they'd start calving here February 5th for around 45 days. You can see a full list of our consignments for this week's sale on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A proposal for a wind farm in the Janson and Plymouth areas in southeast Nebraska drew a packed house of some 130 residents last Thursday to a Jefferson County planning and zoning meeting. Up to 90 turbines could be added, with a wind farm already in operation in the Diller area of Jefferson County with the Steel Flats operation. Noting less restrictive rules and regulations than some other counties, protection of the health, safety, and welfare of local residents should be a priority, according to spokespersons, while others from the Diller area commented that ag land values have not been impacted in 10 years of operation, noting several new residences have been built since. The next meeting is January 26th, where the committee will possibly decide on recommendations to the Jefferson County Board. U.S. 36 and K-63 highways at Seneca were closed for several hours Tuesday morning after a Union Pacific train collided with a semi-truck at a crossing in Seneca, blocking the tracks east of town. The truck was backing at Fairview Mills, south of the tracks between 6th and 7th Streets, with the collision damaging the front grille and fender. The highway crossing remained closed through early afternoon when the tracks were cleared. No injuries were reported. Washington County authorities reported a break-in and theft at the transfer station in Washington County Monday morning. Two individuals were caught on camera as they broke into the office and stole three large tubs of copper wire and various tools, as well as a Ranger side-by-side. The Ranger was later recovered. They're asking for public assistance identifying the masked individuals involved, with a camera shot posted on the Washington County Emergency Management Facebook page. Nemaha County authorities Saturday evening advised of a suspect at large in the area of K-63 and K-71 highway, updating Tuesday that all subjects pertaining to the incident are accounted for and the situation is considered to be resolved. Nemaha County Sheriff's Office took one subject into custody as a result. Christian E. Gonzalez, age 27, of Seneca, was booked into jail Saturday for interference with law enforcement, fleeing and eluding, and transporting open container. The incident began when a vehicle attempted to flee and elude a deputy, and Gonzalez was taken into custody a short time later. Gabriela Gonzalez, age 42, of Hiawatha, was booked in Nemaha County Jail on Sunday on a Nemaha County bench warrant revoking bond. She remains in custody. Bond has been denied. Among a series of calving schools, K-State Department of Animal Sciences, in conjunction with Research and Extension, will host a workshop this Thursday evening, January 19th, at the Mankato Community Center. The program will outline overall calving management strategies, as well as tips to handle difficult calving situations. Additional information is available online at ksubeef.org or through the Post Rock Extension District Office at 785-738-3597. The first baby of a new year born in Marshall County at Community Memorial Healthcare was a baby boy born last Wednesday at 10:53 a.m. to Caitlin Harris and Austin Lawrence of Marysville. CMH reported 61 births at the local hospital in 2022. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee is to meet Thursday evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall to consider candidates for and recommend a nomination for county treasurer to fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker, who's announced retirement effective February 28th. Nominees must be a registered Democrat as of the November general election Interested parties may contact Chair Jim Swim Jr. Public may attend the meeting Thursday evening, but only committee members will ask questions and vote. Lloyd D. Hall, age 78 of Waterville, passed away January 14. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Hall. Robert O. Butch Williams, age 80 of Wymore, passed away January 13. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Butch Williams. Thomas B. Bones Cook, age 63 of Baileyville, passed away January 14. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday evening, 5 until 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Thomas Bones Cook. James S. Skip Bronkhurst, age 53 of Greenleaf, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Skip Bronkhurst. Elder J. Bartles, age 88 of Blue Springs, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hope Funeral Home in Wymore. In charge of arrangements for Delbert Bartles. William R. Matson, age 72 of Waterville, passed away Monday. Private service held with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for William Matson.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early Thursday morning. A chance for some freezing rain and sleet possible today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Easterly winds staying very breezy between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Rain and snow showers will continue overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s, and north winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Areas may see up to 1 inch of snow and between 1 and 2/10 of an inch of ice. Staying sunny but breezy throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies over Thursday night, staying cooler with our lows in the lower to upper teens. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 40s. And cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid teens and lower 20s. And clouds linger throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 70, the average low 18, the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:31.
A herd or a flock are some of the common collective nouns we use for animals. We look at some of the more obscure terms today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Actor Cary Grant was born on this day, and the web domain yahoo.com was registered in 1995. We all know a group of wolves as a pack or a bunch of fish as a school, and you may be familiar with an army of frogs or a murder of crows. But when you dig a little deeper into those collective names, you'll find terms ranging from the humorous to the downright bizarre. A group of apes, for example, is a shrewdness. Multiple owls are a parliament, while eagles make a convocation. There's an ostentation of peacocks or a mob of kangaroos, and some terms are just plain delightful. Consider an exaltation of larks or a kaleidoscope of butterflies. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a big night of college basketball in the state of Kansas last night as the interstate rivalry between the Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats ensued, leading to an overtime 1-point victory for the number 13 Wildcats. The Jayhawks came into the game sitting number 2 in the national AP polls, but it wasn't enough to hold off the Wildcats as they finished the first half at 44-39 with the Wildcats on top of the Jayhawks. Kansas University came back in the second half, putting them into overtime, where the Wildcats put 11 points on the board. For the Jayhawks, it was all forward Jalen Wilson that put 38 points on the board in total for the game with 45 minutes of play. For Kansas State, it was both Desi Sills and Keontae Johnson that put 24 points on the board, each one playing 34 minutes in the game as well. The loss for the Jayhawks ties them with Kansas State again atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 16-2 overall, 5-1 in conference play. The Jayhawks are now back at home to take on the number 14 TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday. Kansas State's at home against Texas Tech.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell.
No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraud. Broadwatch Network.
Playoff games for the NFL are officially set, at least in most parts, as the Kansas City Chiefs have chosen to be taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday with kickoff at 3:30 for the NFL divisional round. The game is at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, as the Jaguars were the winners of the AFC South and Saturday's wild card round game against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chiefs had a bye week as they were sitting number one as their number one seed in the AFC and will now play the lowest seeded team remaining with the wild card round. The number two seed, Buffalo Bills, ended up beating the number seven Miami Dolphins, and the number three Bengals over the weekend took care of the number six seeded Baltimore Ravens. The last time the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars squared off was in week number 10 of the regular season, when Kansas City dominated the game and wrapped up with a 27-17 victory. Patrick Mahomes in that game threw more than 300 yards and four different touchdowns. Overall in their career between the two head coaches, Doug Peterson, the head coach for the Jaguars, is 0-2 against the head coach Andy Reid in regular season games. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Oh, Marysville Bulldogs took the Hiawatha Redhawks for a second time this season, opening pool play Tuesday in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville 49, Hiawatha 38. The Redhawks fought all night long, caught some late threes, but Marysville hit free throws down the stretch for the double-digit win, led by Jack Lauer with 20 points. Hiawatha's Cameron Boswell has 13. Marysville improves to 9-1. Hiawatha falls to 2-8. Bulldogs beat the Redhawks 49-38 opening pool play. Bulldogs are back in action versus St. Mary's on Thursday night. 6 o'clock tip-off live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Tuesday night basketball scores from the Thunder Classic at Seneca in boys action. Atchison rolled past Jackson Heights 74-21. Marysville took Hiawatha 49-38. And St. Mary's Academy topped Nemahal Central 53-39. Twin Valley League play on Tuesday in the girls' division. Onega beat Wetmore 58-12 and Troy took Axtell 54-28. In boys' play, Wetmore over Frankfort 45-40 and Onega topped Lynn 50-41. Twin Valley League tournament semifinals continue Thursday and Friday at Washington County. With girls action Thursday, back of the bracket, Valley Heights meets Lynn at 6. Centralia faces Frankfort at 7:30. In the winners bracket, at 6 in our broadcast feature, Hanover girls meet Clifton Clyde. And at 7:30, Washington County will host Donovan West. On Friday, back of the bracket, Valley Heights meets Troy at 6. Centralia takes on Washington County at 7:30. Boys semifinals in our broadcast feature Friday. At 6, Axtell meets Clifton Clyde. At 7:30, Hanover takes on Blue Valley.
Want more Twin Valley League basketball coverage? Of course you do. Along with the great play-by-play action you'll get here on KNDY, check out the TVL Spotlight podcast, service of KNDY Radio. We'll have the stats, scores, and stories from the TVL tournament each and every day. The TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday, Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
The catalogs are pouring in, and your email inbox is filled with opportunities to buy cool new plants. The temptations are great. Be a critical consumer and avoid buying more plants than you have space or time to tend. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Don't be taken in by the beautiful photo of the plant at its prime. Evaluate its seasonal beauty such as foliage, fall color, decorative fruit, and pollinator appeal. Consider small-scale and dwarf varieties for those tight spaces. There are many more varieties readily available. Select low-maintenance plants that don't reseed readily, need staking, or require deadheading to look their best. You'll have more time to enjoy what you've created. Include a diverse selection of plants. You'll avoid losing large monoculture plantings to an insect or disease infestation when you mix things up. Plus, you can increase seasonal beauty and transitions for added year-round appeal. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
He was one of the wealthiest men in America, yet almost everyone that ever worked with him could tell you that money didn't change him. He cared about his employees and his customers, and it showed in the way he lived life. We go to his hometown on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Peggy Hamilton began working with Walmart in 1971, and many of those years were spent working closely with founder Sam Walton.
He always preached to us, you know, watch your cost. Make sure that you're getting the best cost that you can, the best quality that you can, and offer that to our customers.
But Peggy says while the bottom line was very important to Sam, it was the people, employees and customers that came first.
He could not see the need to put any money into our offices. The money should go to the stores and to make the stores better for the customers.
Peggy helps oversee the Walmart Visitor Center in Bentonville, Arkansas. It was store number one. Alan Drano says you can come here and see Sam's personal vehicle, a reflection of how he lived life.
He drove a 1979 Ford F-150 custom pickup, and even when he was the wealthiest man in America on the cover of Time magazine, that was what he drove. He would always ask, what am I supposed to drive my dogs around in, a Rolls Royce? And he didn't. He was not pretentious.
The museum chronicles Walton's life, but it's not entirely a museum.
Rather than doing an exhibit in the very front of the visitor center at Walton's Five and Dime, we decided to make it a working Five and Dime. We've stocked it full of all sorts of items and products that baby boomers look at and say, wow, I remember that when I was a kid.
The Five and Dime still sits on the square in this small town, just as it originally did many decades ago. Traveling the countryside in Bentonville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Mason bee is a gentle insect that finds your plants in early spring before the honeybees get busy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mason bees are also amazing pollinators as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Honeybee populations are down, but the mason bee is more than qualified to handle the pollination duties. The bee is a metallic blue-black color and about a half inch long. They are native to North America and will pollinate anything, but their specialty is collecting pollen from fruit trees. Dave Hunter is the owner of Crown Bees in Washington State. He says mason bees are super inefficient. They belly flop onto a flower, carry the pollen loosely on their abdomen, and it falls off everywhere. And that's a good thing.
the pollen falling off everywhere in an orchard situation, we're seeing about 400 mason bees equal about a hive or two hives. So it's about 30,000 honeybees. So we're also finding wherever we do this with these 400 mason bees, farmers are getting significantly higher yields, whether it's strawberries, cherries, peaches. It's a different type of pollination that people aren't used to.
I have a teardrop-shaped bamboo nesting box with bamboo tubes inside. Each female bee finds her own tube, fills it with the next year's generation, and seals it with mud. You can buy mason bee nests or make your own. The holes or tubes should be 5/16 of an inch in diameter and 6 inches long.
We've got cardboard tubes, we've got reeds, or we've got wood trays that you've got a rubber banded together and you're pulling them apart and there's all your cocoons there. And these holes, they actually belong in a house, whether it's a bucket turned on its end or a beautiful wood house. We're trying to keep the holes dry. These holes are facing morning sun. The bees like that morning sun to get going.
Since they emerge early in the spring, Hunter recommends leaving the dandelions and clover so the bees immediately have something to go to. Learn more about mason bees and how to attract them at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Look forward to spring. I love digging in the dirt, planting my garden. When the seeds turn into fragrant and colorful blooms and delicious vegetables, it almost seems like a miracle.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. But to be honest, gardening isn't always easy work. It requires dedication. And when rabbits and deer nibble on the plants, you realize you really aren't guaranteed anything. But there's a beauty in the process of watching things grow. Think about your financial life as a garden. You plant many seeds and you tend to them. Some ideas of seeds? Well, maybe you're working on paying down debt. Maybe you're creating emergency savings accounts. Or maybe you're planting seeds to be there in retirement. These activities may produce a harvest quickly, or they may not bear fruit for years to come. But your efforts now will help you lead a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity for the road ahead.
Farming and ranching is the wildest roller coaster ride ever. Stick around for Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Every quarter, secondary ag market lender Farmer Mac puts out a publication called The Feed, analyzing trends in the ag economy. Farmer Mac chief economist Jackson Takich says the latest edition is about transitions.
I always think of new beginnings or times of change and transition as a chance to look at what am I going to do this year? How am I going to improve my operation? How am I going to change my operation? How am I going to protect myself, my family, my business from risk in the new year? And all of those things I try to visualize as opportunities for betterment.
While 2022 was an amazing year overall for farm income, Takich says 2023 is hard to pin down.
What goes up must come down eventually, but when is that eventually? It's a difficult call to make. You know, I think right now there's enough uncertainty in the 23 picture that I don't think we'll see a great rebuild of stocks and supplies in 23. Ukraine is still not fully operational in terms of their productive capacity. You might have weather disruptions. So there's just a lot of uncertainty around global production capacity and capabilities for 23.
One thing Takich says is almost certain, there's volatility ahead in the ag markets. And I'll talk more with him about that in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, we know that the Social Security increase for this year is welcome news for seniors. However, there's some bad news, though. This increase is followed by an increase in scam attempts. Here's Michael Clemens.
Social Security benefits and supplemental security income payments are increasing 8.7% in 2023. This is the annual cost of living adjustment required by law, according to AARP Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel.
Rampant inflation produced an 8.7% cost of living adjustment for Social Security beneficiaries in 2023, the biggest percentage jump since 1981. That translates into a $146 boost in the average monthly retirement benefit. Unfortunately, that means scammers are more eager than ever to steal money from seniors.
Voskel says scams include robocalls, letters, and more.
Scammers who impersonate Social Security Administration officials are adapting their pitches to the 8.7% increase, claiming targets have to pay a fee or provide personal or financial data to get their bigger benefits. They are trying to trick beneficiaries into providing personally identifiable information. However, the increase is automatic and recipients don't need to take any action to receive it.
Voskel offers these tips for when you think you might be contacted by a scammer.
Scammers seek to cause a strong emotional response, so stop and think. Better yet, hang up or ignore the message. Don't transfer money, be skeptical, and don't provide personal or financial data, even if the caller has some of your information already. Block unwanted calls and text messages, and don't click on links or attachments in texts or emails from unfamiliar senders.
Learn more Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on RFD-TV or online at aarp.org/AARP Live. Michael Clements reporting.
That's a look at your ag news on this Wednesday, January the 18th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we'll have a good run of cows. We're going to have a cow sale this week in conjunction with our regular sale. Some of our featured consignments for our cow sale this week, we'll have a group of 50 black 3-year-old cows. They'd all be coming with their second calf and bred to McCurry Angus bulls. Those cows will start calving the second week of February for around 70 days. We'll have another group of 45 3-year-old Angus and Black Baldy cows that would be bred to Stratford Angus bulls. Those cows will start calving March 1st for 45 days. And then we'll have a group of 43 Angus and Angus Cross bred heifers that are all home-raised. They'd be bred to Sons of Keneally Black Granite, and they'd start calving here February 5th for around 45 days. You can see a full list of our consignments for this week's sale on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Electricity keeps the farm humming, but if the wires come down, safety is your first concern. Stay away from them and keep your feet together on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming Magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Power lines on the farm aren't something that most people pay attention to, but they can be deadly if they come down. Electricity always seeks the easiest and shortest path to the ground. So if your body touches a power source or even the ripple effect of a downed wire, it will attempt to travel through your body and can be fatal. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't tell just by looking if a wire is live or not. So if you see a downed power line, stay away from it.
If you're away from it and you can make a call 911 and alert the authorities that the power lines are down, and they'll call out the appropriate people to do that. Sometimes the vehicles do come in contact with them, and then you need to do a little more evaluating. They tell you to stay in your vehicle as long as possible. Call for help.
If you're in a vehicle and there is a life-threatening situation like a fire, jump from the highest point as far as you can away from the vehicle. Yoder says it will have to be a gymnastic move.
But you're supposed to keep your feet together, because when you separate your feet, it creates a difference in electrical potential and can cause electrocution that way. So you keep your feet together and you hop away from the machine until you're a good 20 or 30 feet away from it.
If you can't hop, slowly shuffle your feet, keeping both feet constantly on the ground. Don't touch anything the line is touching, especially metal. However, if conditions are wet, non-metal objects such as soil, branches, even straw could be energized. I'm Jody Henke. Find more power line safety tips at agriculture.com.
Come work for a stable, family-owned company. Landall Company, starting their 60th year in business. is hiring for welders in the Waterville and Marysville facilities. Wages depend on weld test and experience and start at $16.80 to $21.95 per hour. 10 hours overtime per week, Monday through Friday, $2 per hour shift differential, and 4% attendance bonus. Lots of earning potential plus extensive benefit plan. Apply online at Landall.com or contact their Human Resource Department, 785-562-5381. EEO, Vets and Disability, welcome.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for March down 5 3/4 at 679.5. May corn at 677.25. That's down 5.5. Kansas City wheat for March, 844.25. That's down 11.5. Kansas City wheat for May, 839. That's down 10.25. March oats down 5.5 at 366. May oats 361.5. That's down 5.25. Soybeans for March down 24 right now at 15.15 3/4. May soybeans 15.13 3/4. That's down 23.75. Cotton for March, 84.54. That's up $1.72. Cotton for May, 84.90. That's up $1.82. Live cattle for February, not doing too badly. 157.02. That's up 2.5 cents. Live cattle for April, 160.37. That's up 27.5 cents right now. Feeder cattle for January, 179.70. That's up a nickel. And feeder cattle for March, 181.80. That's up 50 cents. Crude oil for February, 79.74 per barrel. That's down 44 cents right now. Crude oil for March, $80.04. That's down 41 cents. Gold for February, $1,906.70. That's down $3.20. Gold for April, $1,923.60. And that's down $3.10. Silver for March, $23.62. That's down 44 cents. Silver for May, $23.81.5. That's down 44 cents on this Wednesday. Taking a look at Wall Street, it's been an up and down day on Wall Street, and it's really down now. Dow down 478 right now. S&P down 50. NASDAQ right now down 130. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Wednesday, January the 18th.
Rusty Egg Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Egg Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Egg Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
There will be a land auction, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, located east of Oquito, selling at auction Friday, January 20th, 10 a.m. This farm consists of 103 acres more or less, upland cropland, the balance mostly pasture, there are some waterways. The farm's been in a corn and soybean rotation. The location has an established rural water meter and connected hydrant along Cherokee Road at the former farmstead area. The benefit unit will transfer to the buyer. The property is located along a good county rock road to the north and a township road to the east. This quarter section, 160 acres more or less, Marshall County cropland, will sell at auction Friday, January 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blue Valley Technologies Building in Home, Kansas. Property selling for Kimberly Meyer. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Olmsted Real Estate broker and auctioneer.
It is becoming more and more common for consumers to buy meat locally. So if you're looking for marketing techniques to better reach them, then you should check out the new meat marketing workshops. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Dale Helwig, Cherokee County Ag Agent, gives insight to the upcoming local meat marketing workshops.
So with local marketing, folks can actually get a little bit more money from their animals by doing it locally and sourcing that meat. And also, one of the main reasons is, you know, for these small producers that only have 5, 10, 20 head, they go take those animals to the stockyards. They're not going to get the best price because they don't have the quantity of animals there. And then you're paying the commission charge. You know, so when you add all that up, when you look at their bottom line, they're not making a lot of money. But if we can take those animals, source them locally, people are willing to buy local meat. We can make a few more dollars, keep them in business a little longer, and actually build some relationships there in the community through this.
Hellwig explains why these workshops will be beneficial and what attendees should expect.
Yeah, anytime you start something new, there's always those growing pains, you know. And as producers, we're really good at growing a product. We can raise anything that we want. Marketing, we struggle with. And how do you reach those local residents to sell that meat? And so that's a big focus on this workshop that we're going to have. And we're going to have David Biesick. He's a nationally known marketer. He's going to come talk. He's worked with Walmart and McCormick Spices. Some of the strategies that he's used, some of the strategies that they can develop locally or regionally. So we're going to focus on that marketing opportunity. Facebook is great. You know, there's some problems with that. You know, there's also a lot of other sites out there that will allow you to sell products. So what are those? And just how do you get that message out to your local residents?
Hellwig goes on to describe all the workshop details, including dates, locations, speakers, and registration.
We're going to start February 3rd in Wichita. This will be at the Sedgwick County Extension Office. They're in Wichita. And all these workshops will run from 10 to 3. And then at the end of the month, on February 24th, we'll be in Olathe, Kansas. And then March 3rd, we'll be in Parsons, Kansas at the Southeast Kansas Research Center there. We're going to start out with KDA talking about the regulations and the do's and don'ts, you know. And then we're going to have David Biesick talk about some marketing strategies. But then to wrap the meeting up, we're going to bring in some local producers that's already been doing this, already been successful. Now, some of these are the custom processing where they're selling quarter halves and wholes. And some of these people are selling USDA and KDA inspected meat to restaurants and individuals on small cuts. So we're going to have a gamut of people to listen to and talk to, and there'll be a Q&A, so we can definitely pick these panelists' brain. You can contact your local extension office on our local foods website. We do have a registration place. There is a $20 charge, but that's mainly for the lunch, and then lunch is going to be locally sourced products there for lunch. So we're going to try to help somebody out wherever we're located at.
That's Cherokee County Ag Agent Dale Hellwig with insight on the upcoming local meat marketing workshops. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Thank you.
country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.